instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the job is done. Allah says, in alayka illa al-balagh. Your duty is only to convey the message. You don't have to get something from the people. Sometimes what happens, when the wealthy have a problem, some of those who are connected to knowledge happen to side with them because they feel that maybe if we don't side with the wealthy, maybe the door might close. I promise you, a true scholar of Islam is he who does not mind losing a relationship with a wealthy man based on justice. It's okay. Allah will open another 20 doors when one has closed. Trust me, justice is justice, and the best of justice is when it is served to the weakest of the lot in a way that they are made honorable in the eyes of those who have power and wealth, and they begin to know that justice has absolutely no lines. This is what Islam is. So my brothers and sisters, the same applies. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not mind losing those who were powerful and wealthy in Makkah. They threatened him. He didn't mind the threats because he had to obviously fulfill this beautiful message. They came to him, they told him, if you want power, we make you our leader. If you want to be the king, we make you our king. If you want wealth, we make you the wealthiest of the lot. If you are after women, we marry you with whoever you want, you choose, and they will all be yours. What would you like? We just want you to stop calling out against our idols and telling people to worship one God. What is all this? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was silent. He just heard this entire lecture from one of these leaders of Quraysh. And thereafter, he told him, are you done? Are you done? Have you said your piece? Yes, he said his piece. Okay, I want to tell you, if you were to put the sun in my right hand, which means give me everything, and the moon in my left, and you were to ask me to stop calling out towards one God, I would never do that. And he began to recite the opening verses of Surah Fussilat. حَمِيمٌ تَنزِيلٌ مِّنَ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ كِتَابٌ فُصِّلَتْ آيَاتُهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا فَأَعْرَضَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. And he continued, these verses, I want you to go back home tonight to open Surah Fussilat, which is Surah number 41 of the Quran, and read. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued reading. This man was in awe. He was just listening. And read the verses until he got to a certain verse, verse number 13. So he read 12 whole verses. Verse number 13 was too much for this man to handle. He blocked the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, stop, stop, it's enough, stop. And he ran away. So what was that verse? Wouldn't you like to know what was the verse that shook them all up? They knew. فَإِنْ أَعْرَضُوا فَقُلْ أَنذَرْتُكُمْ صَاعِقَةً مِثْلَ صَاعِقَةِ عَادٍ وَثَمُودٍ. If they turn away, warn them of a punishment similar to the punishment of Aad and Thamud. A huge tremor or a quake similar to that of Aad and Thamud. Immediately they said, stop, stop, stop. We don't even want to know what was the punishment of the previous nations because they don't want to be punished. How many times when people tell us what's right and wrong, we don't want to hear. I don't want to know. Don't tell me. It's okay. Because we are guilty. That's why. When a person is guilty, he doesn't like to hear what's right and wrong sometimes. Someone says, you know, my brother, this is the... Hey, look, keep quiet. Don't even tell. I don't even want to know. Who are you? Even my father doesn't say this. That's how people answer sometimes, you know. But this is the guilt. My brothers and sisters, let's save ourselves by listening to what happened to the people of the previous nations and taking heed. What was the punishment of Aad and Thamud? Allah says, we destroyed them. Allah says, this is what they did. And we gave them time. We've given you time. In that time, turn to us. We will not destroy you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ease and goodness. What a beautiful lesson we learn from this Surah Fussilat, and the way it was recited to the kuffar of Quraysh, and what had happened. Now, you and I know that in Islam, we are supposed to be preparing for the hereafter as well. It's not just luxury in this world. It is, yes, in this world we have to live, so we will earn and we will try our best. We will have a life of comfort, inshallah, as far as we can. By the will of Allah, different people will be different. For some people, even if they are in an air-conditioned home, they feel uncomfortable. And others, even if they are in a tent, they are so, so comfortable. So it all depends on what you have gotten yourself used to. But, my brothers and sisters, we know the more important preparation is for the hereafter. That we all know. The more important preparation is for the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us something. He says, who can there be better in speech than the following person? You want to know who's the best person? The best? The same surah tells us, verse number 33. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Who can there be better in speech than the one who has three qualities in him? The one who calls out to Allah. The one who invites everyone to Allah. He keeps on using his mouth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's calling out to Allah. Da'a ilallah. And he does good deeds himself. He tries. We spoke about trying, didn't we? He tries his best himself. And he says, I am from among the Muslimin. I belong to the Muslims. What do you belong to? You belong to La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. What do I belong to? I belong to La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. The best person, according to this verse, is he who calls towards Allah, who does good deeds and affiliates himself with what is known as Muslim. Qala innani minal Muslimin. Someone says, what are you? I'm a Muslim. But what Muslim? I'm a Muslim. But I mean, you know, like what Muslim? But I'm a Muslim. You stay firm on that, my brothers and sisters. You are Muslim. You don't need to divide and fragment the ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. This verse is powerful, wallahi. And this is why I always use this verse when people say, but you're a Muslim. But what Muslim? But I'm a Muslim. But what Muslim? I'm a Muslim similar to the one mentioned in verse number 33 of surah number 41, where Allah says, وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. How dare you want me to say something beyond that when I'm a Muslim? Allah says it clearly. There is no one better than he who repeatedly states that he's a Muslim. He's a Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to be firm. And may He make us from those who have knowledge and who are close to Him and His Messenger and all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. May we be from among those who really respect every one of these champions who were companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Starting with Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. These were the superheroes of Islam. They were the champions. They struggled, they strove over the years to bring the deen to us. We can only love them. We'll never become jealous of them. We will never become jealous of those who were chosen by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us even amongst ourselves. We should never be jealous of one another. One person Allah may use, one person Allah may not use, and so on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to grant us goodness for as long as we're alive, and may He grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Brothers and sisters, I move on to the next surah. We read it this evening in Salat al-Taraweeh, Surah al-Shura. The Shura meaning the consultation. The names of these surahs are very interesting because they highlight a very important aspect of the surah. In your life, in my life, many important things that I may undertake, I may plan, it's important to consult those who are qualified and who care. Two qualities. You need sincerity and qualification. You want to do something, ask those who care for you. And at the same time, they are qualified regarding the topic you are asking about. You want to get married? Ask those who love you. Ask those who care for you. And those who are experienced. They will give you guidance and guidelines. Because it's a big topic. You want to start up a big business. You ask those who are genuine. Don't ask someone who's an expert but he doesn't like you. He will intentionally give you bad advice. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. In this beautiful surah, Allah tells us so many things. One of them is that if someone is to work for the hereafter, we will give them the due that they have worked for. And if someone works for this worldly life only, we will give them the worldly life. And in the akhirah, they have nothing. So we have three choices. One is, you work for the dunya alone and you have nothing in the akhirah. Two is, You work for the akhirah alone, you will get the akhirah, you may not achieve much of the dunya. But the third is, you work for the akhirah in proportion and the dunya while you are preparing for the akhirah, so that you can enjoy what is called the dunya, the hasana in the dunya and the hasana in the akhirah. The goodness in the dunya and the goodness in the akhirah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this. And then He says to us, if He wanted, He could have made everybody wealthy. So people ask, well, why didn't He? You know, Allah is the owner, isn't it? Allah owns everything. Why didn't He make everyone wealthy? Why are some people poor, some people wealthy, some people super rich, and some people, they are in debt since they were born? May Allah forgive us. May Allah help those who are in debt to pay their debts. Ameen. So Allah explains why. Allah says, if we made everyone wealthy, there would have been lots of transgression on earth, fighting and killing on earth, because everyone would be so rich, then what's remaining? Competition. When you compete with each other, you start writing off people, you start ticking off people. This one, I'm going to eradicate him. You know, it becomes mafia business, because now everyone is very, very wealthy. So Allah says, وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَّا يَشَاءُ. If Allah wanted, or if Allah had given wealth all over to everyone, the people would have transgressed. So that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent it down in due measure, in proportion. He's given very little to some and a little bit more to some, so that each one is tested, some with more and some with less. And from this verse, what I learn is, when Allah has given you, the test is greater than when He has not given you. When Allah has given you, the test is far greater than when He has not given you. When He has given you, do you become arrogant? Do you become even a fraction in terms of haughtiness, in terms of pride, in terms of superiority complex? Do you have that? If you do, go back. You've been tested. Your test is tough. Don't fail the test, my brothers, my sisters. Humble yourself. Come right down to ground level. When you have been given a lot, go beneath the ground, subhanallah, in humbleness and humility. People must never be able to tell, this man who walks all over the show, you know, that's not how it should be. It should be, mashallah, I didn't even know. Subhanallah. Look at the brother, he's there in salah, he greets everyone, he talks, he interacts. He has such a beautiful character. Because I tell you, shaitan's plan, when we've been blessed by Allah, shaitan makes us become different from the rest sometimes. Why? Don't know interaction, no, not these, I can't even mix with them, I can't even shake their hands, I can't do this, I can't do that. No, these are your brothers and sisters. Allah says, if we want, we can swipe whatever we've given you in a flash. We can do it. Allah has done it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not do that to us. We've seen people from riches to rags in split seconds, I promise you, split seconds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So when Allah's given you, be humble. That's what I learned from this verse. Because Allah says, had we given, they would have become all transgressors. But we have held back so that they call out to us. They depend on us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. And may Allah make us always from those who realize and understand. My brothers and sisters, we move even further. Did you know that if you remember Allah, you stand a better chance to be within good company? If you remember Allah often, and by remembrance of Allah, meaning you're conscious of Allah. Whatever I do, I think of Allah. So my salah, I go. By default, you're going to meet people who are in salah. Those who read salah often in the masjid, you know the clique who are in the masjid, don't you? You know these people are always there. In the first sub, oh, I'm going to meet this brother. This is going to happen. I know that brother's going to be there. Because why? You are all doing good things together. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. And this is why there is a greater chance that you will be in good company. But Allah says, those who forget us, those who don't remember us, those who turn away from us, we appoint for them in their company and companionship a devil, a shaitan. Listen to the verse. Verse number 36 of Surah Zukhruf, which is the surah number 43 of the Quran. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَن ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. Whoever turns away from the remembrance of Allah, we appoint for them a shaitan, so he becomes his companion. You didn't remember Allah? Turn back to Allah. Remember Allah. Seek Allah's forgiveness and the shaitan will depart. Good things will become easy for you to do. And bad things will become difficult for you to do. Why? Because you're remembering Allah and you're in good company. But when you don't remember Allah, the bad things are so easy. They can be done. And the good things, you feel so lazy to do them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. I actually want to go back into the previous surah. The surah that I was speaking about was Surah Ash-Shura, surah number 42 of the Quran. I spoke about the verse where Allah speaks about giving and why He did not give. Thereafter, there is a very, very important point that Allah raises. Some people get married. Some don't have children. Some have children. Some male, some female. Allah says, you must be convinced that Allah has given you what is the best for you. Keep on calling out to Allah. Keep on trying to get what you want. But if you're a believer, you must be absolutely convinced that Allah is Alimun Qadir. Allah is all knowledgeable, all able. What He gave you is the best, best, best for you. So if you don't have children, there was nothing better than that for you. That is your paradise. Because ultimately when you die and the sabr is calculated, it will be so much that for you may be paradise without even reckoning. And that was because you bore the patience because you didn't have children. And if Allah gave you only girls, be the happiest person on earth. If Allah gave you only boys, be super excited and thankful to Allah. And if Allah gave you a mixture of both, be super thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what Allah has given you, be thankful. Allah says, verse number 70 of this beautiful verse, لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Indeed, Allah owns whatever is in the heavens and the earth. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. He creates whatever He wills. يَهَبُ لِمَن يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا. He gives whomsoever He wills, only females. وَيَهَبُ لِمَن يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ. And He gives whomsoever He wills, only males. أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا. Or He might give some male and female. Subhanallah. أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا. And whomsoever He wishes, He may keep them without children. For indeed, إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. He is most knowledgeable. He is most powerful. The point is, be happy with the decree of Allah and you will save yourself from depression and stress in this regard. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us happy with His decree at all times. May He help us to understand His plan. For indeed, His plan is far higher than anything we can plan. Aqulu qawli hadha wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad. Subhanallahi bihamdih. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.